the same rap songs. Uh-huh. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Good evening, this is Sean P.
This is Big Group.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Yes, we are bringing you another episode of The Brothers. We are coming off of last week's reintroduction of the podcast for the season. And we're going to follow up this one with the very interesting and timely topic on presidential misconduct. And the title for today's episode is Commander in Thief. Commander in Thief in Big Group. Why did we go with the title of Commander in Thief?
Because a certain ex-president decided that documents that's supposed to be privileged and highly sensitive, in fact, some are actually top secret, he felt he should take it to his personal residence so he can have them.
Exactly. And that's a good introduction. In fact, that gives a good segue into just how we can break down the episode for our listeners. Going back to the former president and anyone, let's just be specific, because there are some who would say not this president. I think he's the best president. We are talking about number 45. We are talking about former President Donald Trump. We are talking about the recent raids on his compound in Mar-a-Lago, where, as Big Root mentioned, lots of boxes were inappropriately taken from the archives and from the White House and kept in his basement, of all places, right? He kept national security secrets in his basement. That's basically how he feels about the United States of America.
Exactly. I mean, normally you would figure that someone that was, you know, held the highest office in the land would be more patriotic and have more loyalty towards his own country.
Exactly. And so this most recent incident, which again, anyone who's been following American politics for the last six, seven years, even before the election in 2016 and right through, you've seen basically the degradation of, as Big Root mentioned, American politics, democracy. You've seen people taking the right to vote, the patriotism of country over self, and throw it away. I mean, it's been thrown away. Not that it does not exist, but we've seen people make the effort to throw it away. In particular, former President number 45, Donald Trump, who, as Big Root said, has been the most unpatriotic of people, let alone presidents.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about the degradation of politics, I look at a time, you know, I guess I'm a little older than maybe some of our listeners, but when people violated something, they would come out to race. There was never any question of whether the voting was, to the utmost, as far as we knew, a fair election. We always had fair elections. It seems that nowadays, a lot of politicians want to challenge everything. And even if they're wrong, they don't care.
Exactly. And I think, again, you're giving a good framework for our listeners, because basically, I think what Big Roop is basically saying from our generation and even certainly generations prior was that rules mattered, right? Rules mattered, conduct mattered, and you subscribe to the rules, right? Regardless of what team you're on, what party you affiliate with, you subscribe to the rules, right? And I'll just say this much, just to kind of put that in context. When the 2016 election was announced and President, you know, ex-President Trump, former President Trump, number 45 was announced, a lot of people were worried. I wasn't worried. I thought that the system, the rules would hold. I said, you know, he's just the 45th president. There were 44 ahead of him. I mean, what could he do that was so different? And I think the fear that a lot of people had and that has actually manifested is that the rules are somehow being broken. Right. As Big Roop said, there was a time when the rules mattered. People cheated. If they got caught, they accepted it. And all of a sudden, the rules that have stood for over 200 years, a lot of people are just throwing them out the window.
Yep. They're obsolete to some of these newer thinkers or thinking outside the box. And you know, basically there's no framework anymore.
Exactly. Or just to the point, they're ignoring the framework, right? They're ignoring American democracy. They're ignoring the Constitution. They're ignoring the normal political process. They're just throwing that away. So the structure is there. They're just ignoring it. And what do you think got us to this point? Because I'll be honest, again, today's title, Commanding Thief, I think there's evidence that that Donald Trump has been a thief and a cheat throughout his life. But today we're talking about commander and thief. So we're talking about thieving at a higher level. So how do you think we got to this point, Big Group?
Well, I think part of it is the fact, what you said earlier, that you thought how much could he damage could he actually do? You know, he's one man. The system has been in place for over 200 years. It's down pat. We didn't realize how fragile the system actually is, and it actually takes people to play by the rules for it to work properly.
True, true. And to your point, I think you just nailed it, because for me what it was is I was looking at him, he's one man, and yes, he was the president, but the rules, the system was what I was banking on. The system is going to hold, and no one man, including the president, is bigger than the system or the rules. And this has been tested. Right, this is what's being tested right now, because it's not one man who's ignoring the rules, it's so many others also.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet, and me, I'm the last MC still standing.
Well, that's what you know, I didn't articulate, but he has a lot of followers who are following him blindly. It's like an episode we did earlier, which was Trump Town, basically. And whatever he says, they go along with. In the past, I think there was always people who could be with the same party, and they would check the person that was wrong. Oh, no, you broke the rules. You're going to have to pay. And I think now his followers are basically saying, he broke the rule, and we just want to keep going this direction. We don't want to change it. We don't want the rules to be enforced. He's above the law.
Big group. I mean, that says it all. I mean, that seems to be where we are. And it just, from your perspective, how do we get there? Because even when we did the episode Trump Town, right, which I do remember, it seemed that we had turned a corner that wasn't there initially. So in 2016, it seemed that we weren't there. We were talking about MAGA. We were talking about the movement, the red hats. And we understood that there were a lot of disgruntled people that liked the messaging that he said. Some of his messaging actually even reached outside of his normal group meeting. And other people said, well, that makes sense and whatever. So how did it go from this broad messaging that had broad appeal to suddenly this grouping that would only listen to him? Like no other messaging, nor other, I guess that's what I'm saying. How did it become Trump Town? How did we get to this cultish point?
I think slowly, it was something that creeps up on you. It's something that you ignore in the beginning, and then eventually it takes over you. It's kind of like a disease. And I think what happened is, even a lot of politicians in the beginning maybe liked some of the ideas or some of the philosophy sounded fine, but now they've been dragged into it where they're actually going against themselves. A lot of them were threatened and felt threatened on January 6th. I mean, what, 1-6, right? That was the day of the insurrection.
Yes.
So I think a lot of them felt threatened, but now they think that they're going to lose some kind of power, or they're so invested in President 45 that they ignore reality.
I like what you said. I mean, I like your description of how it starts slow and progresses over time, and like a disease, it just takes over. I think that literally explains what's happened to this country. There's been a very malignant disease, which, as you said, has infected our democracy. And the reason why I say it is you can't separate part of the electorate from another part of the electorate, right? We're supposed to be one country, and we're supposed to have one set of rules. And like you said, somehow this sickness, this desire to listen to what he says and this desire to agree with him has infected enough people where they're now threatening democracy and the rules and the infrastructure that's always been in place since the country started.
Yeah, and like you said, I think it's, to give you another analogy, it's like the crab that's in the pot. And because the water was boiling slowly, didn't really pay attention, didn't jump out. Now, had we had maybe some of the things, if he had done them from day one, people would have been like, hey, what's going on here? This is not American. We can't do this. But because it kind of built up slowly in the beginning, they've all now acquiesced to this and are following these policies.
Well, I like the analogy, but I think in a way it's actually worse than what happens to crabs. And I say that only because at a certain point, the crabs do try to get out the water, right? Even if it's gradual, they do get to a certain recognition of the danger and they try to escape the danger. And I think what you've expressed here and what we see going on in the world in our nation right now is that there are people that are not recognizing danger. The temperature is way hot now. January 6th was supposed to be the boiling point. And way beyond that, there are people that just aren't seeing the danger. So even crabs have the sense to avoid danger. And sadly, there are people, followers of former President Trump, that are not avoiding the danger. And I think that's the irony of your analogy, that right now crabs are smarter than some of MAGA followers.
Yeah, it's true. And I think also the scary thing is, I think had something like this happened 50 years ago, you know, all the people involved are going to be on trial for treason. And it's like, now we're so slow to want to punish, or did they really commit sedition? Even though we saw this on video, this is something that we saw happening in live, firsthand. It's not like it's something we heard about in a third world country. We saw this on TV. These people experienced it. They were actually running for their lives. Yet, we don't see any really big outroar from a lot of people, especially from the people that were helping to perpetrate it.
Tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit should sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Well, again, I think to your point, that's what we were trying to share with our listeners today. How did we get to this point? And going back to the source, right? Because there's no question that somehow former President Trump has spread this infection, caused this infection to spread. And that's why, again, today's topic is Commanding Thief, because it did start with him, right? I mean, there is an idea that some of the emotions were always there, right? But they were always there. They were always there, right? So the point is they still needed a spark or a direction to go in, and he gave them that direction. So what, if we can just share with our listeners, when we say Commander Thief, what is it do we feel he's stealing, right? Because he's stolen money from workers throughout the years. I heard just people that did work and didn't get paid for it or fully paid for it. He's arguably stolen an election, though. I think, you know, 2016, even though there's some evidence there was efforts to push in his direction, that's never been fully solidified, right? But he's definitely Commander Thief, at least as far as we're concerned on today's episode. But I don't think that notion would be lost on a lot of people. I think when they hear Commander Thief, they're like, that sounds about right. Why?
Well, for me, what he's throwing is our idea of democracy and our idea of doing things pro-American. When you take home, number one, because you were the former president, since when is it okay to take home secret documents, top secret documents, and put them in your basement? You think that they actually belong to you, you know? And has he shared these documents with people that should not have seen these documents? You know, a lot of these things are questions that, you know, even if you're the ex-president, you think that you want to see America succeed and keep America, or as he says, make America great again, even though I think America has been fine for a long time. But if that's your slogan, why are you doing things to undermine America?
Exactly. And you make, again, lots of good points, because the truth of the matter is he's a citizen now. He's like everybody else, right? Once the inauguration happened, they want to try to stop it. Power was transferred to the next president, number 46, President Biden. He's a regular guy, right? he's a regular guy. So like you just said, yeah, you were president and you were privy to certain documents and information, but you're a regular guy now. You can't just stick stuff in your basement. That's illegal for anybody, including, like you said, the former president, who is now a regular guy. And I think that's what a lot of people understand. He is now a citizen like you and I and every other non-elected American.
And as doing as such, he should act like it and not think that he has special rights. But again, he thinks he's above the law.
Definitely. Well, again, for our listeners, the real core of today's episode was addressed by Big Roop. The title is Commanding Thief, but the point that Big Roop just stated before is true. What is being stolen, if not has a right? No. We'll say what is being stolen. It hasn't been stolen yet. It's not too late. But we're in the process of fighting to maintain it, to keep it. Is American democracy. It is a process by which we follow the Constitution. We follow the laws and rules of the land that govern how power is transferred and respected and enacted and the entire process, right? How laws are made, who gets to vote, what happens when you win, what happens when you lose. All that is being threatened right now. That is the system of government that we have followed for almost 225 years. And one man, right? One man, not Jefferson Davis, right? We already had a secession and we already had a civil war. And that wasn't done by one man. That was done by a group of states that had a different ideology. Today is different. Today we have one man who, as you said, spread this infection of unpatriotism or false patriotism. And like you said, he is basically stealing American democracy.
Yeah, he's stealing democracy. I mean, to all the things that we've been through in this country, be it wars, be it slavery, be it the civil rights movement, you know, there's been no question as to the policies and the procedures of government has went along. Even if people didn't get their way and they didn't believe in certain things, the majority would win. And now all of a sudden we have it where one person is trying to change everything that we like us to believe in the last 200 years. That's crazy.
It is crazy. It is. It is. But as always on the brothers, we tackle, you know, hard topics, important topics. And then we make sure we give our listeners a call to action. So, Big Roop, a call to action for today's episode, Commander in Thief.
Ladies and gentlemen, go out and vote. The only way that we can make sure that we don't let this tyranny take over our country is to vote. Make your voice heard. Vote for candidates that are trying to keep this democratic and a pro-American. We don't want something where we turn into, not say communist or fascist, but we want to stay, you know, America to be a democratic country. And we want to make sure that one man, one vote. And that's how we, you know, are able to come to consensus. So we have to really make sure our voices are heard, make sure we vote, pay attention to the different elections and make informed decisions.
Exactly. Well said. Well said. I think it's ironic. I think there's a part of me, I'm not going to get like too deep or too spiritual, but I think there's a part of me that always wondered if we would make it to our 225th birthday. And, or the 250th. Yeah, 250th, right? Yeah, 250th birthday, right? We went to 25. And the reason why I say that, because we're 4 short years away, but the truth of the matter is we're 4 long years away, and it may not happen because what you just said. Our democracy is really being threatened. The fabric of this country is really being threatened. Never thought that one person would be able to do that, but that's where we are. So my call to action following up yours, Big Roop, is simply to every listener and every person that comes across this topic or is aware of the situation to question their patriotism. Question what really matters. Do you really love this country? Because as Big Roop said, it's being stolen, right? Not by the person said other people stealing it, by that person. That person, former President Trump, is stealing American democracy. And we have to decide, as you said, by voting and just fighting for it if we really value American democracy. It's not about our founding fathers anymore. It's not about the Civil War anymore. It is about us. Everything we've been through, as you said, you outlined all the different struggles we've had in this country, big group. It's about us. This is our time. Do we love this country? Do we love American democracy? Or are we going to let it be stolen away? That's my call to action. Pick a side and own it.
Well said.
No, same to you. So listen, I hope our listeners understand this is a very important topic. Again, this was a bit of a quick episode to really get to the heart of the matter. But I think we outlined what's at stake, and so now we know. So today's episode, Commander and Thief. I'm Sean P.
I'm Big Group.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rappers so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out that aren't formed. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to, I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.